Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Premier Meat Company has been providing proteins to the top restaurants in the U.S. for decades. For the first time, you are now able to enjoy them from the convenience of your own home, delivered straight to your doorstep, packed and shipped cold, fresh, but never frozen, delivered nationwide within 48 hours to your door using our proprietary technology. I just had a Premier Meat Super Bowl party, all Premier Meat steaks and salmon. It was freaking delicious. Okay, it was fantastic. Premier Meats is a family-owned, operated business for over 50 years. It's dedicated to integrity in every facet of their production. All right, this is how it works. With environmentally conscious packaging, Premier Meats gives the ability to ship nationwide while maintaining the ideal temperature of the proteins upon delivery. All right, each package includes storage instructions on how to prolong the life of your product for the maximum freshness. They got steaks, they got veal chops, they got bison, they got chicken, they got all sorts of meats, fresh fishes. Premier Meats, it comes to your door sealed and packaged with guaranteed freshness. All right, go to premiermeats.com, save $20 using the promo code Rappaport. Grass-fed, protein-filled meats from Premier Meats and super fresh fish. Trust me, people always remember a great meal, and Premier Meats is the place for a well-priced, great meat and fish meal. You could store it, you could save it. We had a fantastic Super Bowl potpourri the other day at my house, and it was great. I'm telling you, I love it. It came to my doorstep, packaged, sealed. It wasn't frozen. It was sealed tight. Everything was healthy. Everything was safe. PremierMeats.com.
All right. Yeah, this is it. This is fucking it. My name is Michael Rappaport, and as you can tell, I've already broken my New Year's resolution of stopping my cursing. There's so much to get into on the new, I think it's 127th, 128th. There's 128 reasons to listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, and it's starting right now. All right, so this is what we're going to do today for the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. We're going to call G Monetti. I'm going to rock solo. I'm in my backyard, my humble backyard. And, of course, we're going to talk Super Bowl. They fucking fired Derek Fisher. I don't know what took so long. Me and Monetti have been talking about firing him for months. Obviously, Cam Newton, the Denver Broncos, Marshawn Lynch, Beyonce's performance. And before we get into any of that, I wanted to, there was an article that I read And it just, it really irritated me. It really irritated me from the Huffington Post, which is one of the premier hipster manifestos, one of the premier PC police manifestos that's out there by a guy named Cole Delbiec. I don't know how to say his last name. It's not worth trying to figure out. I don't fact check anyway, Cole. D-E-L-B-Y-C-K. And in this article, he's an entertainment writer. Whatever the... how could you put that for yourself? I'm an entertainment writer. You can't grow up wanting to be a quote-unquote entertainment writer. And it says... The article says, Sofia Vergara doesn't get why objectification is offensive. And he goes on and says, can we just pretend this never happened? Sofia Vergara reveals she's okay with being treated as a sex object or, as we like to used to call, sex symbol. And Sofia said, I never understood why women get so offended by being objectified. I just don't believe in all that drama, which is why I've made a whole joke out of it. I'm secure enough to take it all, not to take it all that seriously. I like to laugh at myself. My husband played a male stripper in Magic Mike. Do you think he's offended by the objectification? I thought it was hilarious. And then this little cupcake said, unfortunately, this isn't the first time Vergara has stuck her foot in her mouth regarding sexism and objectification. As you can tell, I'm having a hard time saying that word. During the highly problematic gag in the Emmys, when the boring president of the Academy did his speech, Vergara touched her ass and said, I'll give you guys something to look at. Here's the thing. Not every fucking body has to be a dumpy, fried chicken-eating, dump truck feminist. Okay? Sofia Vergara gets it. First of all, she's bad as shit. Bad meaning good. She's beautiful. She came to this country. She did what she got to do. And she's made millions and millions and millions of dollars. Okay? This article in the Huffington Post trying to demean her and saying that she shouldn't walk around showing her ass and her assets and embracing her beauty and also getting the humor in the beauty and her whole thing, her accent. You don't think she turns it up on Modern Family? You don't think she turns it up on her Pepsi commercials? As she should. It's all, it's a gag. Just same way Marilyn Monroe did it, the same way I Love Lucy did it, the same way Lucille Ball did it, and the same way the beautiful, and I've met and I've hung out with Sofia Vergara, and not only is she beautiful, she's cool as shit, she's sweet, she doesn't think her shit doesn't stink, and I don't like this article, okay? I don't like this article thinking that she's objectifying herself, and that there's something wrong with her, you know, embracing the fact that she's sexy, and something wrong with the fact that she's embracing her beauty. She's a fantastic role model. Not everybody fucking has to be the same. Not every role model has to be the same. Not everybody, like, you know, she looks good. Like a lot of these comedic women, and I'm not naming names, they look like shit. And they're showing their tits off and they're posing naked and they're on Instagram posing naked. And it's like, ha ha, isn't it funny? I look like shit. Sofia Vergara does it and she looks good. And then this guy in the Huffington Post, Cole Del, whatever the fuck his name is, has a problem with it. So, Sofia Vergara, you have an open invitation to the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. I fuck with you hard body karate. No disrespect. Keep doing your thing, Sofia. Not everybody has to be a cupcake eating, fried chicken eating, pale, frumpy, dumpy animal. Okay? Women come in different shapes and sizes, and your size is fantastic. So are the other women's sizes. And it should all be appreciated and embraced. Do your thing. I'm sure you probably never even heard of this guy, Cole, whatever the fuck his name is. But you get my support 150%. Miles, give me something funky, and let's get into this. I need some wine. I need to drink a little wine. Cool down. You know that I didn't drink wine up until... I started drinking wine about 3 or 4 years ago. 9,000 years people have been making wine. You know that? 9,000 years. And I just started drinking wine. In my 40s.
You know, some people get a headache after they drink wine, but for many of us, it's the shopping that's the real headache. There's so many choices, so many picks, so many things to learn, so many, they're so expensive with no guarantee that you'll even like what you buy. But I started getting my wine at Club W. All right, you get premium wine customized to your taste at a third of what you pay at the store. They even have a no-risk, 100% guarantee that you'll love what they send you. Go to Club W, which is offering 50% off to the listeners of the I Am Rappaport podcast. 50%, not 15, not 15, 50 off your first order when you go to Club W. That's clubw.com/Rappaport.
All right, I'm about to call up my partner, G Monetti, G Moody, rhymes with duty. I don't think he really likes when I keep saying that his name rhymes with duty, but I get a kick out of it.
Hello?
Hey, G Moody.
What's up? What's up?
What's really good?
Not much, man. Just taking it all in, just chilling out, bro. Same old.
How's the weather in New York?
Oh, getting a little brickish.
Yeah, the party's over, huh?
Yeah, we had a good run. Now I think it's coming down to the zeros.
Well, let's just jump into it, Mr. Moody. Those of you who never listened, the co-host of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast is a gentleman by the name of Gerald Moody. They call him G Monetti. Some call him the Black Ed McMahon, better known as the 2015 co-host of the year in the podcast world. Let's jump into it. We got to talk about Derek Fisher. You're in the streets of New York as we speak. But let's backtrack, because we're also going to get into the Grammys later on, which is going to be a true shit show. but let's talk about the Super Bowl. Your prediction was that they were going to knock the shit out of Peyton Manning, and that they were going to bring in Brock Lesnar?
Brock Osweiler or some wild shit.
Yeah, he's like 6'7". And that they were going to just annihilate the Broncos. Your prediction was shit, obviously.
I missed one. Usually my predictions are all correct. This is one. I can take that.
Okay. But we don't need to go over the game, because everybody's probably finished talking about the game. We're not analysts, and if we were analysts, we wouldn't fact check, and then we'd wind up being out of jobs. But so let's just jump into it. Peyton Manning, now they're calling him the sheriff. He's going to retire. Yeah. He did it the right way. He didn't make it about himself. One of the most polarizing, frustrating players in the NFL yesterday did one of his cryptic things, and it was all over the header. He tweeted out a picture of his cleats hanging on a wire, like he's hanging up his cleats, Marshawn Lynch,
right,
implying that he was retiring during Super Bowl Sunday, which I think is, number one, disrespectful. Like, yo, you're not in this Super Bowl. It's not about you. You don't talk. You don't say shit when you have the opportunity, and now you think you're going to go off into the sunset and steal the thunder of the Denver Broncos? And I don't think you are retiring. And I feel like if Marshawn Lynch, who I love as a player, but I just feel like I just don't understand his antics. I feel like Marshawn Lynch is not going to retire. And if he does retire, he's the type of fucking guy that'll come back in like a year or two.
Yeah, a la Ricky Williams. You don't leave that much money on the table, man. These guys are crazy, man.
You're 29 years old. You're not Jim Brown. You're not retired. Like, and also, don't do it on the Super Bowl. And if that's what you want to do it. Then just leave it alone. Then just leave it alone and be out. Because he's the type of guy, I think he struggles, because I think he wants attention, but then he doesn't want attention on other people's terms. I think he wants the attention only on his terms. And again, I fucks with Beast Mode, Hard Body Karate. But, yo, it's a Super Bowl. Y'all got bumped. Now let them rock. Let them rock. Yeah. Just like Peyton Manning, you know he's going to retire. But he didn't mention it yesterday because it was about the team. Like, it's not about you. He didn't want to bring all the attention to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, right. so congratulations to them. Vaughn Miller, I love him. I love his glasses. He's got the large professor glasses. And I fucked with them. We've been defending Cam Newton. First we were saying cut the dancing out. Then when it got into the race thing, I LO'd for you, Cam Newton. I lost my voice for you. I said I would go up there and I went on the Bill Simmons podcast and I suggested answers to your questions. I suggested answers to the questions you'd be asked. Like, throw me a question. Those who didn't hear me on last week's Bill Simmons podcast, Gerald, like, throw me a question about like Cam Newton. Dan, ask me a general question. And this is what I suggested Cam Newton, how he answered the question. So I want to prove that we defended you. Ask me a general question.
Will you be dancing after the game?
Suck my dick, win? Man. Why don't you suck my dick? Next question.
What's with the clothing, the Versace pants? Why were you wearing that?
How about you suck this dick? These are the way I said Cam Newton should answer the questions, because all the racism is disgusting.
Right.
And I said, me and Moody said, we don't mind the dancing. Moody, you phrased it perfectly. You said Cam Newton, what did you say about him? Like about his blackness? What did you say?
The overall sentiment is Cam is uppity. That's where you're getting all the flack from, where he's an uppity black person.
And you know what's interesting? They made it seem like Cam Newton was the first black quarterback, but they didn't make anything of it when Russell Wilson was the first half-black, half-white quarterback. Why wasn't that a big fucking storyline? So anyway, so Cam, we fuck with you hard body karate. I'm sure he's listening to this. I mean, everybody listens to the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. It is a worldwide phenomenon.
Yep.
But Cam, after all that shit, after the MVP, after all the dabbing and all the smiling, for you to go out there after the game, hoodie up, and not answer shit. Yo, I know you're 25, but this ain't your first rodeo. You've been to games. You knew what it was going to be. Obviously, you expected to win. I get all that. And this is coming from a guy with probably one of the worst attitudes you're ever going to meet. I mean, can you verify that, Moody? I have a terrible attitude. I once made a three-point shot from half court during a high school game, ran to the bench, and cursed my teammates and my coach out. That's who you're listening to talk here, okay? I have a horrific, horrific attitude. I've been known as a fucking party pooper, a miserable fuck, and many, many other things. So when I'm saying it, Cam, trust me, it's coming from the bottom of the barrel. You could have at least said, yo, they played better than us. Yo, I don't know what to say. Congratulations to the team. You could have said all the stock answers. You could have done something, because there's too much smiling, too much dancing, too much shit talking, too much like embracing the moment to go out in the 2016 season to end it like that.
That's right.
I mean, it's too much. Like, yo, you danced your ass off. You did your thing. You're the MVP of the league. You're the face of the NFL. But for you to like, yo, to, I know it's tough. Trust me. I get it. I've been to big games. Okay, how the fuck do you think I felt last year when I didn't win the goddamn MVP of the Celebrity All-Star Game in my home city of Madison Square Garden? What? You don't think that hurt? You don't think I was in pain? You don't think I have feelings? Okay, but I embraced it. I went there. I took my selfies with the fucking President Clinton and everybody else who wanted to take selfies with it. You don't think I was trying to take Monet Davis's head off during the Celebrity All-Star Game in my city?
Right, absolutely.
Kevin Hart wins the MVP in my city. Our team lost. No one was passing the ball to anybody. I took it like a man. If I could do it, Cam Newton, why can't you? Monetti, what do you have to say about this? And you know, is his name Tom Jackson? Who's the dude on ESPN?
Tom Jackson, what he says?
Before the game, he was like, this is like, he was comparing Cam to Ali and to Jim Brown and all them. And now it's like, yo, you can't be Ali and Jim Brown and all them only when you win. When Muhammad Ali, his most, yo, one of Muhammad Ali's greatest moments was when he got up
after getting fucking a barreling left hook to the face in Madison Square Garden. The fact that he got up and lost that fight to Joe Frazier, but the fact that he got up off the canvas, he popped up off the canvas because he knew it was bigger than him.
And you know,
you lost the game. You got to be able to say something. You can't just go up there and do it like that, man. You can't just go up there and do it like that. You can do better. And this is coming from fans. This has nothing to do with race, any of that shit. You can't go out like that. And you know, so much of his positive shit is for the kids. But now you put that message out for the kids too. This isn't the first time you lost a game. This isn't the first time, you know, you just can't do it.
Right.
And I was disappointed with that. I thought it was a good game. I thought that, you know, I was watching Coldplay, who I think is a very entertaining group. But when I was younger, you know what I would have said about Coldplay? I would have been like, yo, this shit for white people. Now, I can understand now, like, I fuck with some of their songs. I think it's good and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, like, yo, man, can we get a hologram of James Brown or something?
let me tell you, man. If you're going to do a show, you see what the word is? It's show. For me and for a lot of people, you've got to be doing dances. It has to be choreographed. You can't just be there playing instruments. No one wants to see that. That's not entertainment.
Well, that's why they brought in your boy Bruno Mars and that little fucking Mark Ronson with that song that I don't know how they haven't been sued, because if you listen to Oops Upside Your Head, I said Oops Upside Your Head, that's the same shit as Uptown Funk You Up. I wanna Uptown Funk You Up. Listen, Oops.
I gotta check it out. That's the Gap Band shit.
Oops, upside your head. I said, oops, upside your head. Uptown, fuck you up. I said, uptown, fuck you. Whatever the fuck. And I like Bruno Mars. I think he's dope. He comes out with his shit. He comes out with his. He does that James Brown shit. I think the halftime thing was good. Beyonce had the Black Panther themed dancers. I thought that was dope. Mm-hmm. It's in Oakland, San Francisco, 50th anniversary of the Panther. I thought that was dope. But you know, I mean, it was a good show. It was a good show. It's they had eclectic. You can't please everybody. You got to make it for, because so many people are watching. You can't just do one thing or the other. You know what I'm saying? Like, what did you think of Beyonce?
Oh, Beyonce, yo! Like I was saying, yo, look at the movement. Look at the choreograph. Even if you don't know her fucking music, you're thoroughly entertained. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a halftime show is. So when motherfuckers come out there, like Paul McCartney back in a couple of years ago, just with a piano, you put motherfuckers to sleep, man. We can listen to that shit at home. We want to see the show.
Prince shut it down. I think Prince was my favorite one in the last like 15 years. He killed it. I just rewatched his thing on NFL Network. He killed it in the rain, singing Purple Rain, pouring rain with the chicks dancing in the 8-inch heels.
Yo. These guys practice, man. This is real musicians, man. That's what I'm saying. The visual, the show. We need a show. Stop just fucking playing your instrument. We can listen to your record at home if we want to do that, yo.
Right, I can listen to it when I'm on, when I want to go to sleep.
Or,
So the New York Knicks have fired. People were calling us for an emergency podcast on the firing of Derek Fisher. let's talk about the tenure of Derek Fisher. Mr. Moody, what do you have to say about D. Fish?
Phil Jackson hired his guy, and then a year and a half later, he fires his guy. You can't have the coach going after a guy's woman. I think that's the underlying theme why he got canned.
Yeah, I ever since that Matt Barnes thing, he's been floating on, skating on thin ice. And also, you pointed out something really interesting, that when they lost, what were you saying about like the way he handled the press when they lost?
Oh, he's like explaining the losing. I mean, this guy.
So, for instance, I'm the press. So, Coach Fisher, you guys lost by 26 points tonight. What happened?
Well, he's so droll. We need to get more rebounds.
What the fuck are you talking about? I mean, answer the goddamn question. You lost by 26. It's your eighth loss in a row.
this guy had to go, man. Because think about the stain on the organization. The coach was caught fucking around with a player's wife. The coach. What if George Karl was fucking with Popovich's wife?
Oh.
How would the Sacramento, how would the fucking Kings, like, that's just a cloud over your organization.
I heard Jeff Van Gundy at one point was trying to step to, Stan Van Gundy. You know that fat donut-eating motherfucker who coaches the Detroit Pistons, Stan? I heard he was trying to get at other people's wives.
Oh, what?
No, I'm just playing. But could you imagine if fucking Stan Van Gundy? Yeah, listen, I'm trying to. I know you're married to Steve Kerr. You know how he's always sounds like he's underneath the table? Stan Van Gundy. Is it Stan or Jeff? Which one is the coach of the Pistons, the fat one?
Stan.
I know you're still married to Steve Kerr, but when he comes out to Detroit, I was thinking maybe me and you could get some sushi. That's my impression of Stan Van Gundy trying to freak
that's
off.
Good.
I don't even know if Steve Kerr is married. Who's the other coaches in the NBA?
Oh.
Jay, I know you've been married to Jason Kidd for 9 years. I think you guys have a beautiful family, but I think that I could offer you something better. Maybe you come over, we light some candles, we go over some things, we'll watch The Godfather, it'll be nice. I'll make some pasta.
Yo.
That's an impression I need to work on. For people that know Stan Van Gundy, they're going to appreciate that.
I think you should add that into your whole wheelhouse, bro.
Oh, yeah, my wheelhouse of impressions, the Stan Van Gundy impression.
That's funny.
Who's another coach? Listen, Miss Popovich. That guy's a grumpy son of a bitch. He doesn't answer anybody's questions. He hasn't looked like he's shaved in 6 months. You come out to Detroit for a night, I'll show you a good time out there. I'll get you a nice steak. We'll spend a night in a Four Seasons hotel. I'll take you for a couple of laps around the track.
Yeah, that's great.
Thanks, G. I don't know, man. New York, but now they're bringing in fucking Kurt Rambis. Shout out to Sean Price. If you don't know the Sean Price song, Kurt Rambis, under the Bismarcky Roxanne Shanté beat. You know what, Miles? Rock that shit for me. Fuck it, man. Play me a little bit of Sean Price, Kurt Rambis. It's not even like a song. It's just a freestyle. Miles, give me some of that.
Yo. Kurt Rambis, take before the team when the opponents disperse damage. Never gun shy, I'm always the first brandish. Pop you in the face, you ate the dirt sandwich, P. I don't rap like the rest. The rest of y'all that rap should put rap in the rest. Original gun clap, Jackie packing the skin. I'm a couple of muscle moves, pitch and crack on the steps. That shit is real.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Shout out to Sean Price, Brooklyn's own, Brownsville's own, Sean Price, Songs in the Key of Price, Sean the Barbarian, Kimbo Price. But to have Kurt Rambis come in, I mean, fuck. I know Carmelo has got to be like, come on, man. Come the fuck on. I know Carmelo's like, Wigga, please. You got this fuck, Kurt Rambis is coaching the fucking team?
What? Like, who's next? You shouldn't even have hired Derek Fisher.
But they should have at least, like, called up Thibodeau, Mark Jackson, do something. Man, fucking Kurt, that trick has been tried. He's like the interim coach of like, he always is the interim coach. Like, come on, man. Get him the fuck out. I mean, Kurt Rambis is a great assistant coach. First of all, Kurt Rambis, you got to shave your fucking head. Word to mom. You look like shit. You got a fucking divot in the back of your shit. Like, it's just flesh. You got to shave your dome piece if you're the coach of the New York Knicks. Number one, for real, your wig piece is fucked up. And he just shouldn't be the coach. I know Carmelo was like, I done fucked up now.
Yeah, like, where do they go now? Like, that's terrible, man.
I'm really, 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 really excited. Friend of the Iron Rapoport podcast that we're about to get into. It's called Rabble.tv, RABBLE.tv. All right, it's where you could create live fan stream and provide the audio broadcast for your favorite games, shows, or events on TV. Basically, you could be watching whatever you want, and you can commentate, you could stream it, you can talk shit the way I'm going to be doing this Friday I'm starting my own rabbling. I'm going to be rabbling my ass off for the NBA All-Star Weekend Celebrity Game. I cannot make it up to the Celebrity Game. Of course, as you, as most people know, I'm a former MVP of the All-Star Celebrity Game. But I can't make it to Toronto. And to be honest, I just didn't want to deal with the whole fucking Toronto thing. I just didn't want to deal with it. But I couldn't make it. I was invited. Couldn't make it. But I'm going to be rabbling about it Friday night during NBA All-Star Weekend. Okay? And then the three-point competition and then the dunk contest. So basically what's going to happen is during the Celebrity Game, you could turn down the bullshit that you're going to be listening to the commentators acting like these are real athletes playing in a real game, and you could listen to me talk so much shit about the ins, the outs, the highs and lows. Who's the best celebrity player I've ever seen? Who's the worst celebrity player I've ever seen? Who's got the worst breath? Who's got the best breath? Who's the toughest WNBA girl? All of it. Unedited, unscripted, raw dog without a bag. I'm going live Friday night during the Celebrity Game. Wrap a pack, tune in, and listen to me on Rabble TV. You got to check it out. It's RABBLE.TV. Do your own commentary on Rabble, your favorite games, your shows. If you have a movie, you want to talk about it, you love it, you hate it. You have a TV show, you love it, you hate it. You're watching the Yankees, they're driving you crazy. You can't stand the Cavaliers. You want to talk shit to the Dallas Cowboys. Whatever you're into, you go to Rabble TV. You can create a free account. The entire Rappa Pack can interact during the broadcast and chat on the Rabble chat board. And it's going live and direct this Friday. I believe the game starts at 6 p.m. I'll tweet and Instagram about it. Solo, all celebrity game, and then during the three-point contest and the dunk contest. I'm excited about it. Yo, man.
Yo, I don't like that they didn't put my man T.O. in the Hall of Fame, yo.
Yo, listen, I love T.O.
I'm not with none of that.
But speaking of the Celebrity All-Star Game, I shut down T.O. I don't remember what year it was. Maybe it was 2013 or 11. I don't know. I shut him down in the Celebrity All-Star Game, and that is the, one of the reasons why I won MVP of the game. I had a good time with T.O. T.O. was always nice to my kids. Nice guy. But T.O. fucked up, man. T.O., just because you were good on the field, you can't be one of the world's worst teammates and get in first time into the Hall of Fame. It's just not going to happen.
Oh, man. I feel like he fitted in Marvin Harrison, and he should have got in based on his rank.
Well, I get all that, but they're gonna freeze you out for the antics, man. They're gonna pause you to for the antics, like you know. And then he was on ESPN. He was like, "Yeah, I haven't retired, L.A. Yo, man, like this is why they're not gonna put you in there, like you know." And I know T.O. is a good guy, and I know he got screwed over by some financial, you know, people stole from him and all that shit. I like T.O. and I want him to do good, but I understand why he didn't get in. Yo, I saw two really good 30 for 30s. They did a 30 for 30 on the 85 Bears, which is great. Great, yeah. great. 2 hours. Had me crying at the end. Covered everything. Fridge, Jim McMahon. They talked about the concussion issues and all the stuff. Brooklyn's own. Brownsville's own.
Otis Wilson
from Brownsville, 85 Bears, all the Buddy Ryan, the Mike Ditka of it all. They really, there was a lot of stuff I didn't know. Like, you know, Mike Ditka was kind of a fuck-up. You know, he was the face of the team and the voice of the team, but he was kind of a fuck-up with that team. And it was really the offense versus the defense. It was like the Buddy Ryan's defense and their offense. They weren't all together. You know, it's a funny thing. Is one of the things, speaking of Cam Newton, and I guess it happens to the best of them because, you know, one of the things in the ESPN thing that they covered amongst his greatness is when Walter Payton, when they won the Super Bowl, Walter Payton was, because he felt like he didn't get a chance to score a touchdown, and obviously he had done so much for that franchise, he was really salty during the press and the celebrations for the Chicago Bears winning that Super Bowl. So Cam Newton's not the first person to do that. Again, you know, I'm sure Cam Newton watched the 85 Bears doc, because I'm sure if you're in the NFL, you that's like must-see TV. You see, like, yo, I don't want to go out like that. So, you know, I understand it, But I just felt like, you know, Cam could have done better. But the great Walter Payton, when they won that Super Bowl, he didn't, you know, they gave it to Fridge to run it in, and they gave it to somebody else to run it in, and Walter was pissed off, and he wasn't trying to hide it. He hid in a broom closet when they were doing press, and he was in there. He didn't want to be bothered. So,
rather than show the anger, you just didn't see him.
Yes.
And you said you liked the Bills too, right? You were just talking a lot of crazy stuff. You like the Bills, right? The Buffalo Bills.
Well, excuse me, I didn't say I liked the Bills. I said I respected the Bills. Obviously, I was glad that fuck Scott Norwood was wide right versus the Giants. But there was a great 30 for 30 on him. It was called Four Falls of the Buffalo Bills or Four Falls of Buffalo. The Buffalo Bills went to four straight Super Bowls and lost four times, the fucks that they are. But they have, like, I think it was 8 Hall of Famers on that team. I don't fact check.
I would have had a different title. I would have tweaked that title.
Oh, what would you have called it?
The NFL's Greatest Losers.
Okay, I get that. But they made it there four times. Do you know that the New England Patriots, they were what, 14-2 this season, or 13-3? They didn't even make it back. You know how hard it is to make it back to the Super Bowl? There's no guarantee that Cam Newton's ever going to make it to a Super Bowl again. There's no guarantee that the Carolina Panthers are ever making it to a Super Bowl again. To get there four times, no, obviously it sucks that they lost. They even had a spoof documentary done before the Super Bowl, you know, sort of like, I mean, it's so fucked up that they even spoofed it themselves. They did like a spoof where, like, they won all four Super Bowls in a row. It sucks.
Right.
But to say that that team is a shit team is is crazy.
Yo, here's my fucking angle with that.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, what you said is absolutely right. Getting there is four in a row is crazy. All right, now leave it at that. Don't try to make me forget that you lost all four. So, you know, now it's like,
no one's trying to make you forget that they lost all four. That's part of the stories, that they lost all four, the miserable bastards that they are. I mean, and think about the city. What a shithole Buffalo is. And I'm from New York, the great state of New York, but Buffalo, I mean, talk about bad weather. I mean, when it's like 20 degrees out there, motherfuckers are in shorts and flip-flops. They're a beaten-down city out there. For them to lose four in a row, man.
It's about winning, man. So
I know shit it's about winning.
You can't walk in the room talking about we're all Deion, all prime time, and Jerry Rice, all these people in that room. You can't come in there and say, oh, man, at least we made it to four. Who cares, yo?
I get it. But I also get that they had to be a great team to make it to four Super Bowls. Yo, Moody,
who's denying that they're good? Yo, I'm not denying that they're not great, but not great enough.
Ooh.
Not great enough to be talking about getting there four times. What did you do? You couldn't win one.
Yeah, I get all that. I get all that, Moody. You know, you're a real fucking party pooper. But you know what's going to be fantastic? You know it's going to be real good. I don't know if you even know this. I already did it. Do you know that this Friday during the Celebrity All-Star Game, which I'm not making it to, do you know that I maybe we could get it so we do it together. I'm going to be at this thing called Rabble.com talking greasy. I'm going to be commentating the Celebrity All-Star Game, the three-point game, and the dunk contest live.
It's the inside scoop.
I'm going to be giving it to you live, raw dog without a bag, on Rabble TV. I got to get you on there with me, Moody.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, we'll turn it out.
Yeah, for Rabble TV. I'm pumped about that.
Yeah, that's good, man.
I know it's good. I know it's really good. So Moody, what are you planning on doing for Valentine's Day?
Oh, man. My Valentine is always good with my daughter, and I just relax, and I just thank God for my little girl.
Well, you know what you should get? See, that's the great thing about Valentine's Day. It's not just the lover in your life. It's your mom. It's your daughter. And your beautiful daughter, Amani, she loves chocolate. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, she loves it.
You know what you should get Amani this year? Get her some strawberries dipped
and chocolate at Shari's Berries. Okay, you go to Sherry's.com, you click on the microphone in the top corner, you can spend $19.99 to get beautiful strawberries dipped in white chocolate, dark chocolate, or milk chocolate. You could get them topped in chocolate chips, chocolate nuts, or decorative swizzles. I mean, you love your daughter. You love your mom. Valentine's Day is coming like that. The last thing you want to do is forget to send a nice gift to the people you care about, whether it's your boyfriend, no Bruno, your woman, your mom, your grandma, your teacher, a co-worker. You want to do something unique that people will love and really appreciate. Go to Sherry's Berries. Go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Use the promo code Rappaport, and you can get double the berries for just $10 more. I mean, don't you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, man, Sherry's Berries is great.
They're so good. We had some together. We shared them out here in Los Angeles. No, Bruno, they're fantastic. They're fresh-picked strawberries in chocolate greatness. And you can get them topped in all sorts of toppings at berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.
I'm definitely getting that for my daughter, Imani.
You got to get them.
Great.
You know, you should get Sherry's Berries for your sister and your mom. You could send them down south. They come, boom, just like that, fresh.
Yeah.
I can tell you one asshole who's definitely not going to coach the Knicks. He's another creep. And I feel bad for him because I think he might be retarded. Dennis Rodman wants to coach the Knicks.
Oh, man. That doesn't warrant a comment from me, bro.
Come on, man. This is another guy. It's like when you had it, you didn't want anything to do with it. When you had it, you didn't appreciate it. Now you want coach the Knicks. Ain't coaching shit, man.
Yeah.
And hey, you know who else is a creep, too? Who's a real creep? I'll tell you he's a creep. Rudy Giuliani.
Oh.
Because we were speaking of Beyonce. He said it's outrageous that she used a platform to attack the police. Because Beyonce, you know, gave ode to the Black Panthers during the thing. And Giuliani, creep that he is. Like, I mean, get out of here, you creep.
Yeah. He's on Fox, man. They have an edict to go after Black people.
Yeah. I hear you. So, what else you got for me, man?
Oh man, I'm reading about Rick Pitino and Louisville with a self-imposed ban for the year for their transgressions, right?
Right.
With the prostitute scandal, with they're being exposed like they were getting prostitutes for the recruits and the former players. So now, Rick Pitino is like, there's going to be a self-imposed ban, right, for this year. No postseason play. I thought that didn't happen, my friend. I thought they were lying.
Right, I thought it was all made up and fabricated. Well, why didn't you do a ban for the team when you were caught freaking off in Applebee's butt-ass naked?
Yes.
Yo, Rick Pitino and that greasy car salesman, Calipari, yo, just keep it real. Either say what it is, blow the roof off of this whole thing, or shut up. Because we know you guys are doing bullshit. Well, why what? Every year it's either Rick Pitino or Calipari? They have the best players. They have the scandals, and they have all the guys. They the lowest graduation rates. Why?
Yeah, exactly.
Rick and Pitino was caught freaking off, and was it a TGIF's?
One of those, my man told me, Porcini's, one restaurant, he was hitting broads in there naked, he was doing all that, and he's on his soapbox telling the NCAA they need to fine. Yo, you need to be fired, yo.
Yeah, get like, rid of this coach. Guy, man.
You're the coach, and you're into having extramarital affairs and telling chicks to get a boss. You the coach?
Yeah.
This is the coach?
Yeah, this is the coach of children? You know, we see these guys. They're well built. You know, they look like they got mustaches and beard. These are kids. They're 17, 18, 19, 20 year old kids. Their lives are in your hand.
And he gets nothing. He gets not even a slap on the wrist.
And like, does he get paid? $5 million a year for this craziness? Yo, it's enough. Dude, one of the most exciting things that's happened to the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. And I'm announcing it right now. Soft ass I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast t-shirts are now available. Okay? We have been giving them out for free, and now we're starting to sell them at a fair price at districtlines.com. These are all shirts that we've customized. We've picked the designs. Soft, 100% soft-ass I Am Rappaport podcast t-shirt. districtlines.com/IamRappaport. That's it. Yo, you could get the whole collection. The first one is the Jake t-shirt and the red, black, and green logo one. After that is the Black History Month t-shirt with G Monetti's face plastered all over it. That's gonna be an award-winning t-shirt. The design is fantastic. We haven't broke that out yet, but the Jake t-shirt and the red, black, and green logo t-shirt is coming at districtlines.com. Yo, I'm going to be wearing them shits all day because, number one, they look good. Number two, they feel good.
I know that's right.
What else, Monetti? Yo, 30 years ago to the week, Eric B for President came out. Can you believe that shit? One of the best hip-hop songs ever made, Eric B and Rakim, Eric B for President, 30 years ago on Super Bowl Sunday, was the same day that song came out. And the rest is history. I mean, we whopped it up. That song, we played it and played it and played it over. It was so unique. Like the cadence, the beat, the way it was flowing, his voice, everything about that song was magic. 30 years.
Now check this out, Rap. That was a hit song. Right? Because we heard it everywhere, but it wasn't in mainstream America.
Nope.
See? That was a hit song. A hit song. We heard it everywhere, and all hip-hop people knew what that song was.
Yo, now clap your hands for what he's doing. Boom. One of the best hip-hop songs ever made. One of the best songs of the last 30 years, for sure. You could scratch off a couple of Coldplay joints and put Eric B for President ahead of them. That's a fucking monster song right there. I cannot believe 30 years ago. The first time I heard that was outside of your building, 1560 East New York Avenue in the Brownsville section of Brooklyn. The first time I heard it was on the radio. And I had heard about it before I actually heard it. People were talking about it before you actually heard it. Because at the time, not to say that it's better or worse, the radio was king. There was no, couldn't download it. And when you heard it, you remembered. And I remember I was right by the phone booth outside your building, the pay phone booth outside your building. And I'll never forget that.
30 years
ago. Anyway, G Monetti, it's been a pleasure. This episode, your point of view, once again proves why you won 2015 Podcast Co-Host of the Year. And I don't know. What else, man? You got anything else for the people?
I'm out, man. Peace.
Do I look like a web designer to you? No, I ain't. But I just created a beautiful-looking website using Weebly. Weebly. I still can't believe how easy it was to make a website at Weebly.com. All right, if you don't believe me, go to www.iamrappaport.weebly.com. Okay? Over 30 million people are already dreaming big with Weebly. Get started today for free at Weebly.com/Michael. That's Weebly.com/Michael. Okay? Weebly was created for people with the courage to start their own business and dream to be their own boss. Okay? Again, you don't need to be a web designer because if I could do it, you could do it. All right? You don't have to be a web designer or know how to code to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store. I was so impressed with the wide variety of professionally designed mobile-friendly themes to choose from. Okay, then you simply drag and drop to quickly build and publish your site. It's too easy. You could truly customize, update, and change your site anytime you want on any device. Go to Weebly.com, Weebly.com/Michael, and check it out. All right, believe me, if I could do it, you could do it. Weebly.com/Michael. Go there today and build your own website and get started. All right, that's it. I also want to give a congratulations, a shout-out, because I shitted on her the way she got her, SAG Award or something, Lady Gaga. She killed the national anthem at the Super Bowl. And finally, Vaughn Miller, totally deserving of the MVP in the Super Bowl. But let's not forget that the world's most famous white person without lips, Peyton Manning, I don't know how anybody's going to wind up taking him down. Maybe if Bernie Sanders beats him for president. But right now, Peyton Manning is the leading contender for 2016 Famous White Person with No Lips. Fantastic career. You didn't win the MVP, but you are this week's, and I probably this month's, and hopefully this year's most famous white person with absolutely no lips. With Bernie Sanders, I know he's trying to get ahead and he's trying to catch him. But right now, Peyton, it's all you. It's the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. And I want to remind you, listen to Rabble.com, RabbleTV.com. Check it out. I'm going to be posting stuff Friday, the Celebrity All-Star Game. I'm talking Greasy, then the Slam Dunk Contest, and the three-point shootout. And all the soft-ass t-shirts, all the designs are starting to go on sale. Fair prices, super duper soft ass t-shirts at district.com/IamRapoport. It's popping. Again, the fans, I love it. We love it. I'm speaking for G Monetti. I'm speaking for Dean Collins and for myself. All the support, all the tweets, all the retweets, all the comments, everything you guys say, you have no idea how much it means to me and how much it means to, you know, all of us. We really, truly do this for the fans, the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. And, shit, that's it, man. I'm going to just play something funky and soulful for you right now.